We're back with More Than Money on QR Calgary. And when you reach a certain age, Rob, let's say in your 50s, it can sometimes be hard to find ways to make new friends, ways to make connections. Your social circle changes over time. And we find over the age of 50, generally speaking, people's social circle is tough. There's a lot of applications and access to find romance out there. But what about a social scene? What about a group of friends, people with similar interests and so forth? Was very challenging with all the people we've been talking to saying, hey, can you help me find some people? We built a PKG community, and that's been one way that people are beginning to know other people, but that's within a small group of clients that we have versus the broader population out there. And so it's interesting to see that there is a opportunity for people over the age of 50 to build a social circle.
Well, I think everything out there is really focused on specific dating, whatnot, right?
And right.
Not just an actual community of relationships or groups or things like that. So I think this is very interesting.
Right. And there's a good one out there. It's called Amintro. And we've got Charlene Nadelin, founder and CEO of Amintro. Charlene, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. Let's get right into the whole platform. Tell us what this whole platform is and how does it work?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. We are unapologetically focused on friendship and bringing people together, specifically 50 years young and up. And the idea really is to introduce our members. So it's free to join Amintro, and you create a member profile. You answer a few questions to give us some insights about really your past, your present, and your future. So where do you come from? What is your primary language? Where are you now? And, you know, future is items like bucket list. What's on your bucket list? The platform actually makes friend suggestions to our members based on not only that information from their profile, but their location. And this is key with Amintro. One of the two main pieces that come from my heart are, one, it is absolutely about friendship. And two, it's an irony, but we're using technology, but we want our members to actually log off and meet in person. And if you're thousands of miles away from each other, what is the likelihood of that occurring, that you're going to grab a beer or a coffee or go to a local gallery? So our members can choose the radius in which these friend matches and friend suggestions are gleaned from. And it's anywhere from a 10-kilometer radius to a maximum of no more than 100 kilometers, because we actually do want our members to meet in person when they're ready to do so.
So you've named the company Amintro. What was the reason, Ben, or what does Amintro mean?
Okay, so part of my background is Latin-based languages. So I have a degree in Spanish, Italian. You know, don't test me on my French.
Okay.
And so all of those languages, words from those languages that have to do with friend or friendship. So amigo, amistad in Spanish, you know, amici, ami in French, they all start with the prefix AMI. So quite frankly, I took AMI in intro for introduce, and I brought them together to make Amintro because we introduce friends. So the name itself embodies what we stand for.
So this is a business, yep. Right, Rob? This is not a charitable organization. There's got to be some way that your business is making money. So is there membership fees? Is there stuff that you buy in when you're online? Is there advertisers? How do you get paid in the business? And what does the member have to pay into this, if they have to at all?
Yeah, fabulous question. So membership is free. I developed this platform and app as a solution specifically and originally for my mom and my family. And I would never charge my mom to have an opportunity to meet people and make friends and share her incredibleness, right? So the revenue model and how we sustain it is through companies, product and service providers that have resources that would be of value to our members. There's no advertising in our platform. There's no click and play or anything like that sort of thing. It's editorial based. So we work with companies that have a story to tell, have information to share that will be of value, that will support our members in living their best lives. So, you know, it would be any organization, quite frankly. You know, age is 100% irrelevant. What our members are looking to do is live their best lives, connect and have a social life, get out, enjoy, live a sense of purpose, just really thrive regardless of age and where they are in life, right? And so that is the way we make money, and we can continue to offer a Mintro to our members free.
Charlene, I think that it's fantastic. And, you know, we focus, you know, even in our practice about, you know, the experience that clients are having in retirement and, you know, groups. And I've seen this even with my own family of post-COVID, of not knowing what's happening out there, groups. And I know this is focused on, you know, friends, and but is this going to promote the ability to join groups and, you know, maybe join experiences as well?
Exactly. So, you know, being that our members can actually meet in person, there's opportunities to get together in groups with basically local friends or newfound friends, right? Get out and explore your community or the next community over, or determine, you know, I mentioned bucket list, right? Wouldn't it be great to realize members of the Amintro community that are nearby that actually have and share the same bucket list item? So it's not as daunting to achieve it in company, right? Like, there's no better way to have a good time or maybe get up to no good than in the company of friends that have the same interest and dream, right?
So you've caught the attention of many of our listeners and viewers of this show. This is a social platform. Walk us through really quickly. We've got about a minute or so left. How does people get logged on? Is it a web-based? Is it on your phone? Or how do they do all that?
Yeah, so go to your laptop, computer, tablet, log into Chrome or Safari. It's amintro.com. That'll take you to the website. You create an account, and it'll walk you through the process of the web application. They can also download from the App Store and Google Play. But the primary right now with our members tends to be the web application.
That's fantastic. Charlene, thank you so much. We're looking forward to hearing more about all the experiences that people are having, the stories that you can share with us. We'd love to have you back on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
We've been joined by Charlene Nadelin, founder and CEO of Amintro. And again, it's pretty much consistent to what we're experiencing. More and more people like to be online, but they prefer more web-based and they do application-based. Mm-hmm. And so this is nice to see that this platform is available in both opportunities, yeah, and not focused on one corporation or iOS system. You've got multiple operating systems like that you can use. So this is more friendly and accessible to the average person. That's fantastic. So Rob, getting people together and having those experiences in retirement is very important. It makes the experience or the journey of retirement more fulfilling. Now, what people worry about as they go into retirement is, can I retire? How much money can I make? What are my taxes? What about inflation? All the financial stuff. And so we want to kind of get all this financial stuff figured out so you can enjoy stuff like Amintro and other things out there. So we're going to have our upcoming seminar. When is that?
You got it. Our next one will be held Calgary, Tuesday, September 10th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
There are more and more costs for care in retirement, and many are saying it's better to age at home than in a long-term care facility. Are they right? Join us after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.